Nedarim Perkei Mishne Gimel. Hamuder Haname Chavero, V'yeish Lo Merchatz U'Vesabad Muskarim Ba'ir. Person makes a neder not to have enough from his friend. And his friend has a bathhouse or an olive press in the city that Taisanta points out was already rented out. Im yeish Lo Bahen Tfisas Yad, Aser. If the owner, who's now the landlord, this is the guy that can't give his friend any benefit. If the owner still has some type of Tfisas Yad, the way the Rav explains is, there's some type of right that he still has to his property that he's renting out, then it's usur. So for example, let's say in the Beis HaMerchatz, there's an area or a certain part of the Beis HaMerchatz that he still has rights and he can still use, even though he's still renting out most of it, it's still usur for this guy that made the nether to go in there. Ein lo behen tfisas yad mutter. But if the owner, who's the landlord, has no rights and no access to this land that he owns but rented out, then it's mutter for him. So you see that when we deal with ownership versus the rights of usage, the rights of usage is the more important one when we deal with at least nedarim. Because in this case, the guy made a nether not to have benefit from, let's say his name is Reuven. He doesn't want to have benefit from Reuven. Reuven owns this bathhouse, but Reuven is renting it out. So that's not called having hanah from Reuven, even though he technically owns the property, because he's not the person that has the full rights to use that property, because he'd rented it to somebody else. Like I said before, Taisentov says it's dafka if it was already rented. But if it wasn't already rented, let's say after this guy made a nether not to have hanah from Reuven, Reuven then went and took one of his properties and rented it out, that doesn't take it away, and he would still be usur in that case. That's what both the Rashba and the Ran say. Ha'omer l'chaver, kornim l'veischa sh'ani nichnas, v'sodcha sh'ani lokech. The person tells his friend, he makes a kornim not to go to his friend's house, or not to purchase his friend's field. But the point is, it's l'veischa, or it's v'sodcha. It's only when he owns it. Meis o sh'mecharo la'acher, mutter. If this guy, let's call him Reuven, not the one that made the nether, but the one that he can't have access to, if that guy died, or that guy sold it to somebody else, so it's no longer Reuven's, mutter. Now Shimon, who made the nether, is allowed to go and have access to it. You see here too, that renting though, would not work when it comes to changing status of calling something somebody's rishus, and now no longer somebody's rishus. We don't say that by renting. Only by sale, or obviously death. However, Mishnah says, Koinim labaya zeh shani nichnas. Now the point is not on the owner, but he's pointing to that actual house, doesn't matter who owns it, sadazu sha'ani lekech, or this field that I will buy, meis o shemcharo la'acher, and now if Reuven dies or he sells it to somebody else, usur. In this case, it's always going to be usur, because the emphasis that he made was not on Reuven's chatzar, or Reuven's house, it was just on that particular house. It doesn't matter if Reuven sold it to somebody else or Reuven died, he's still usur to that chatzar, because it was own nether.